Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Tonight, the topic for our sermon is sounding the spiritual alarm.
啊，今天晚上我们讲到的主题是响起属灵的警号。
Alarm is to warn people about the coming danger.
啊，这个警号是要来提醒、警示我们啊即将到来的危险。
Let's say if there's a announcement, let's say there's a dangers in the front.
我们讲说，如果说前方有危险
，you have to revert or you have to avoid the place.
那你就要去绕路走啊，或者是来去避免。
Or every day right now we hear the COVID-19 the news update.
那我们现在每天都在听新冠病毒的日常更新。
The government is trying to alarm people to not loosen the restriction or do not be complacent.
那政府一直在提醒大众要谨慎，要小心。
If you go to a body checkup,
要去做身体检查。
The doctor orders some blood work, and the result coming back telling you that there's some alarm in your health. You have to pay attention.
当你去做验血的时候，这个医生他看到报告，就是说你有哪些身体哪些部分你需要去注意。
If you don't change your lifestyle, if you don't pay attention, maybe something worse is coming to happen.
因为如果你没有去改变自己的生活习惯，那你可能在日后会有一个很多的问题。
So alarm are meant to be heard and taken action.
那所以这个警号是要让我们能够听见，并且去付诸行动去改变。
However, a lot of people they ignore such alarms.
但很多时候我们人都去忽略了这样子的警示。
They think they are smart. They don't have to listen to anybody.
他们觉得自己很聪明。他们不需要去听他人的。
And then they end up making the silliest mistake in their whole life.
那他们最终就犯了他们这一生中最愚蠢的决定。
Spiritually, the Bible has also given us a lot of spiritual alarms that we have to take heed.
那在圣经里面，也告诉我们，给了我们许多属灵的警示，要让我们来警醒。
If you listen to it, then you will be fine. You will improve.
而如果我们今天听从了，我们就会过得好，我们也会进步。
If you ignore it, you bring trouble to yourself.
那如果我们去忽略了，那我们就只会为自己带来麻烦。
So the book of Hebrews, we have finished and telling us that there are several spiritual alarms that are sound.
那我们已经读完了希伯来书，在这本书卷里面给了我们许多的警示。
Today we share a few more.
那今天我们要来分享几点。
The first point.
那第一。
The alarm is.To warn us, do not harden your heart.
那首先我们要小心，不要硬着心。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3.
我们来翻到希伯来书第三章
，verse 7 and 8.
第七节、第八节。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7.
希伯来书第三章第七节，圣灵有话说：你们今日若听他的话，第八节就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
Here, the book of Hebrew, the author through the Holy Spirit warned the people.
那在这里，希伯来书的作者他借着圣灵的启示来警告百姓。
This statement was not spoken by the author, but actually was spoken by the Holy Spirit.
因为这一句话，它不是这个作者所说的，它是圣灵说的。
Actually, these words was directly quoted from the book of Psalms.
那这一句话，那也是直接的引用了在诗篇里面的
一经节。Do not harden your heart.
那就是要警告百姓不要硬着心。
And it quoted the example of all the millions of Israelites they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
那他就用了在旷野那数百万的以色列人一样。
They were happily escaped Egypt and were happily anticipating going to the promised land.
那他们是很开心的离开埃及，那也是有很开心的预期想要进入迦南地。
However, they all die. They all die in the land of wilderness, except for Caleb and Joshua.
但那一代的以色列人全部都死在旷野，除了约书亚和迦勒。
So why was that sad incident?
那为什么会有这样子的一个难过的、令人难过的事件呢
？In one word, of course, there are many reasons, right? There are different kind of temptations surrounding them. But in one word, the book summarizes. There's only one reason.
有很多原因，有很多理由。那也有在他们周遭也有许多的试探，但是总的来说就是一个字
：Is the heart is so hardened？
就是他们的心很硬。
What is the result of the heart become hardened.
那今天若我们心硬的结果是什么呢？
We'll talk about that.
我们就会来说探讨这个。
However, how did the Bible compare the people's heart?
但圣经是怎么样子去比较那百姓的心呢？
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah, chapter 7, verse 12.
我们来翻到撒迦利亚书第七章十二节。
Zechariah chapter 7 verse 12.
撒迦利亚书第七章十二节，第十二节，使心硬如金刚石，不听律法和万军之耶和华用灵借从前的先知所说的话，故此万军之耶和华大发烈怒。
Here the Bible compare the heart of the people as hard as flint.
那在这里啊，圣经将百姓的心 比较如金刚石。
I didn't know what is flint look like, but later I do some research and find a picture of this flint. Actually, it's kind of stone.
那我一开始不知道金刚石是长什么样子，后来我做了一些调查，它其实就像一颗石头。
Because long ago people didn't have metal that available for them, so they need very sharp stone, flint stone, to as knife as cutting meat or cutting things.
因为在早期百姓他们没有金属来使用，所以他们就要找一个非常锋利的这个石头来切肉等等。So
this flint is very hard, so that it's very can be made very sharp.
那所以这个金刚石，这个金刚砖，它是非常硬，所以它可以被磨得非常的锋利。And
the prophet compare the heart of the people as hard as flint.
那所以先知就将百姓的心比较如金刚石。
What does it mean?
这是代表什么呢？
The people don't listen to God.
这些百姓他们不听神。
No matter who God sent to warn them.
不管神今天差派谁去警告他们。
What kind of messages was spoken?
或是传达什么样子的讯息给他们。
Or sometimes even God warned them or bring some punishment to them.
又或者是神，他有时候警告他们或惩罚他们。
Yeah, they may change a little bit, change for a while, maybe a few days, few months, but afterwards they come back to do the same thing.
那他们可能就会改变，短暂的时间可能几天、几个月，但他又会再重蹈覆辙。
And instead of like repenting, truly repent,
但他们不仅是没有真正的悔改。
They hate God or they hate the prophets.
他们还恨神，也恨先知。
They hate the message and also they hate the messenger.
他们恨恶这样子的讯息，也恨恶传达讯息的人。
Oh, that's why God is exceedingly angry with them.
所以这个神他对他们大发烈怒。
So brother and sister, let's take heed of this warning.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天要去警醒。
It doesn't matter how much sermon you have listened.
不论我们今天听了多少的道理。
It doesn't matter how long have you been baptized.
不管我们今天受洗多久。
What matter is how hard or soft is your heart right now?
唯一重要的是我们的心今天是多硬还是多柔软。
If your heart is very hardened, then even though you listen, you go to church every day, or you be a member for so long, it doesn't make any difference.
如果我们今天的心里刚硬，不论我们今天听了多少道理，听到多少年都没有任何的意义。
So what would be the result of or signs when your heart become hardened?
那所以我们心里刚硬的表现会是什么呢？
Let's turn back to the book of Hebrews that we just read.
再翻回来希伯来书。
Chapter 3,
第三章,
verse 9,
第九节,
verse 9.
第九节，在那里你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为有40年之久。
Here, when your heart is very hardened, you test God, or in some other translation, you rebel against God.
那所以在这里说了，如果我们今天心里刚硬的表现， 我们会去试探神，那又另外一句话，换句话说，我们会惹神愤怒。Some
children they are very rebellious to their parents.
那有些孩子，他们对父母非常的叛逆。The
parents tell them to do this, they go to east and then they go to west.
父母叫他往东，他们却往西。Parents
tell them don't do this and they want to do it.
这个父母告诉他们不要做这个，但他们却偏要做。
Well, it doesn't necessarily that he like to do that, but they just want to do something opposite what the parents say.
那不是说他们喜欢这么去做，而是他们就是想要唱反调。Because
when the children are in teenage years, it's very easy for them to behave rebelliously.
因为当这个孩子在青少年的这个阶段的时候，很容易他们就会有一个叛逆。Because
they think they have their own will, they don't want to listen anymore.
因为他们觉得自己有了这个。 自主的意志，他们不需要去听他人的话。Actually,
they don't know much, but they think they know.
但他们其实什么都还不知道太多，但他们觉得什么都知道。
And some people they are so rebellious that they want to test the limit of their parents.
那有些人他们非常的叛逆，还要去试探他们父母的底线。
And see if I do this, what would you do me?
他们想要去看说，若我这么做了，你们会对我做什么
？If you don't do anything, then I'll do more.
或是如果你今天什么都没有做的话，那我就会变本加厉。
Wow, this is very rebellious.
这个非常的叛逆。
Actually, this comes from the pride of human heart.
那这样子的一个行为就是从人类的骄傲而来。
So brother and sister, if you hear the word of God, what is your attitude?
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们今天听了神的话，我们的态度是什么？
Do you take it as it is, try to change yourself?
我们是否会聆听、吸收，并且试着去改变自己？
Or you always question why? Why I have to listen? Why I have to follow?
还是我们会一直去质问神，为什么我要去跟从？
Or you always say in your heart, Oh, God is so unfair.
或是我们是否会在心中去说神是不公平的？
Or maybe I should test God and see if I do this, see what will happen to me.
那是否我们还会想要去说？哎，若我今天去试探神，他会怎么做
？If you do this, does it mean your heart is kind of hardened already?
那如果你已经开始这么做，那你的心里已经刚硬了。
Second sign of your heart is hardened. Let's look at verse 11.
那我们再来看第十一节，你第二个心理刚硬的表现。十一节，我就在
verse 10 and 11.
第十节，所以我厌烦那世代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。十一节，我就在怒中起誓说。他们断不可进入我的安息。
The second way to show your heart is very hardened is your heart grow astray.
那第二个心理刚硬的表现就是你心里已经模糊了。
This means you don't know the direction.
就是你不知道自己的方向。
You just want to go your own way, but you don't know where you're going.
你是想要往自己的方向去走，但你不知道自己在往何去走。
You just don't want to listen to God, but you don't know where you're going.
你只是不想要去听神的，但你根本不知道自己在走哪个方向。
Look at the people of Israelites.
就看以色列人。
They keep disobeying God.
他们一直违背神。
They keep doing the thing God tell them don't do.
他们一直去做神告诉他们不要做的事情。
But do they have any direction?
但他们真的有方向吗
？No, they don't know what they are doing.
他们什么都不知道，他们不知道自己在做什么。
Do they have a better option they want to pursue?
他们是有更好的选择让可以去追求吗
？No, there's nothing there.
没有，那里什么都没有。
But their heart is so astray.
但他们的心很模糊。
Their heart is so lost.
他们的心已经迷失了。
And they grow numb to God.
他们对神也没感觉。
We know when your heart is hardened, right? You have no feeling.
当我们心里刚硬，我们心里是不会有感觉的。
When your heart is so soft, you feel touched very easily.
那如果我们今天心里柔软，我们很容易就会被感动。
For example, your heart to your parent is very soft.
就举例来说，我们今天对父母的心是柔软的。
Whatever they say, you listen.
不论他们说什么，我们都会去听。
Sometimes they rebuke you or they correct you, you cry.
那有时候他们责备你，你还会哭泣。
But if your heart is so hardened,
但如果你的心很刚硬
you feel nothing, you feel so numb.
你就什么都感觉不到。
And you just want to tell them to shut up, but you don't say anything.
你只会想要告诉他们，闭嘴，不要再说了。
But do you have any direction? No, you don't have.
那你自己有真的有方向吗？不，你什么都没有。
Now, this is another sign of hardening.
那这个是另外一个心理刚硬的表现。
And then another sign, verse 12.
那在十二节，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃。
Another sign of your heart is hardening is the evilness of unbelief.
那第三个心理刚硬的表现就是你有存着不幸的恶心。
Well, maybe at the beginning you believe.
那或许在一开始你相信
，But later you become unbelief.
但之后你就变得不信了。
You deny God is there.
你又去不承认神在那里。
Because you didn't change or you don't want to change.
因为你没有改变，或是你不想要改变。
You don't want to face judgment.
你不想要去面对审判。
The best way to avoid the pain of facing judgment is you tell yourself there's no God, so whatever I do have no consequences.
那对你来说，最好的计划就是，你不想要去面对审判，就是你去忽略神的存在，
否定
你去否定神的存在。
Then your heart will become, your conscience become clear.
那你的良心就会得到释放。
This is called deceiving yourself.
这是自欺欺人。
And here tell us is the evil heart of unbelief.
那这里说的是存着不信的恶心。
What is evil?
那这个恶是什么？
Evil doesn't mean you kill people or you commit adultery, those kind of evil.
那这个恶, 它不是说你杀了人或是犯奸淫。
The origin of evil is you deny God, you deny God exists, or you don't believe in Him.
你最开始的这个原罪、原恶就是你不相信神，你否定神。
I know some people in the beginning they so touched, they were so loving, they were touched by the love of God.
我知道有些弟兄姐妹在最开始的时候，他们被神感动。
But sometime later they have sinned.
但是在之后他们犯罪,
and then they become the heart becomes so hardened.
他们的心里就刚硬了。
This is what verse 13 say.
这就是13节所说的。
Let's read verse 13.
第13节总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
So this explains why a heart can be so hardened.
那在这里就解释了为什么我们的心里会刚硬。
God gave us a heart of flesh.
神给我们肉心,
but why it turns to heart of stone?
那为什么会变石心呢?
Because of sin.
因为罪,
if you allow sin to enter your heart,
若你让罪进入了你的心,
your heart will become numb.
你的心就会没感觉,
you want to rebel against God.
你就会惹神愤怒,
you go astray, you don't have any direction.
你就会心里模糊, 没有方向,
you will become disbelief.
你就会不相信,
because you want to follow sin.
因为你想要去追随,
so the heart, just like this picture, become harder and harder and harder and harder.
所以, 就像这个图片里面的这颗心，它越来越刚硬。And
one day you become totally hardened.
那总有一天，它就会变全部石头。This
is a very big warning.
那这是一个很大的警告。We
have to check our heart.
我们一定要去检查自己的心。
When you go to doctor to do physical checkup, they must check your heart.
当我们今天去看医生，他做身体检查，他就会检查我们的心。Because
if your heart is not working, this means your whole body is in trouble.
那如果我们今天心脏没有在运作的话，我们整个身体都有问题了。So
they have to fix your heart. They have to see the condition.
所以他们要去检查我们的心，来去看看现在怎么样。Check
your blood pressure, do blood work, and do ECG.
要去量我们的血压，然后看我们的整个心脏的表现。But
spiritually, brother and sister, have you been checking your heart recently?
在属灵里，我们弟兄姐妹，我们是否有去检查自己的心呢
？So how to respond to this warning？
所以我们要如何去回应这样子的警告
？We have to go back to the deep to the root of the problem.
我们就要回到问题的根本。Do
you really believe God is there？
我们是否真的相信神在那
？Do you really believe God is watching you？
我们是否真的相信神在看着我们
？Do you really believe God is in control in your life？
我们是否真的相信神他掌控我们一生
？Do you really submit to Him？ You should not tempt Him or test Him。
我们是否真的顺服他，不试探他
？If you truly believe, your heart will not be hardened anymore。
若我们真的相信，我们的心就不再刚硬。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11 verse 1 to 2。
我们再翻到希伯来书11章1到2节。
Hebrews 11 verse 1 to 2。
希伯来书11章1到2节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。第二节，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。The
weapon to facing avoiding the hardening of a heart is belief.
所以，让我们去避免心里刚硬，就是要去相信。You
got to believe and truly believe and 100% believe.
我们要去相信，去真正的相信。Now
coming to church doesn't mean you believe.
来教会不代表我们相信。
We have been seeing so many youth who has been lost.
我们已经看了许多的青年离开教会。
Or some newly baptized member, they were lost.
或有一些刚受洗的信徒，他们迷失。
Why they lost so easily?
为什么这么容易就迷失呢？
Because their heart did not truly believe.
因为他们的心里并没有完全真正的相信。
Yes, sometimes we'll be weak, we'll face trouble, we'll face tribulation.
那我们人都一定会有低潮，我们一定会遇到一些。
困苦或患难，有时候我们也会跌倒。But if your heart truly believes in God, you'll never leave God.
但若我们今天心里真的相信神，我们就绝对不会离开。So
verse 1 tells us that faith is the substance of the things that we hope for.
那所以第一节，十一章第一节就告诉我们，信是所望之事的实底。What
are you believing?
我们在相信什么
？What are you hoping for?
我们在希望什么
？You're hoping that God will bring you to heaven after you die.
我们在希望，我们在盼望，在我们死后，神会将我们接到天家。
And faith is the substance of the evidence of the things that you do not see.
那信就是我们未见之事的确据。Now
look at this verse, very important.
那这一节经节非常的重要。You
got to believe first before later you can be so sure you have experience.
我们首先要去相信，才会得到。 往后的确据。Yes,
verse 2 tells us that there are good testimony or good evidence.
那第二节就告诉我们， 在古人，他们就得了美好的证据。
But you gotta have faith first.
那你首先要先有信。
You cannot tell God, show me, otherwise I will not believe.
你不能去跟神说，做弄给我看啊，我才相信。
You gotta believe first.
你一定要先相信。
Yeah, even though you don't see anything.
就算你现在什么都没看见。
Even though what God promised will delay, coming to delay.
就算神他对你的应许延迟了。
But you don't lose hope, don't lose faith.
但你不会失去盼望，不会失去信心。
And then God will give you testimony.
神他就会给你证据。
Wow, I know so many brothers and sisters have so many good testimony.
那有很多啊弟兄姐妹有美好的见证。
When you experience God, you'll never leave God.
当你体验到神，你就不会再离开。
When you experience God, that your heart will become softer and softer every day.
当你体验到神，你的心就会一天比一天越加的柔软。
Verse 6, let's look at verse 6.
我们再来看第六节。第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
This is how we deal with hardening of heart. This is how we deal with avoiding hardening of heart.
这是我们如何能够去避免心理刚硬。
You have to believe God and listen to Him.
我们首先就要去相信神，去听他。
And believe those who reward those who seek Him diligently.
那并且去信他。信他，赏赐那寻求他的人。
So brother and sister, it has been a while already.
他说：“弟兄姐妹，我们这已经过了很长一段时间。
”Yes, we cannot come to church for service.
我们没有办法来到教会聚会。
We may not be able to have fellowship together physically or sing hymns.
哦，我们没有办法啊，面对面的大家一起去聚会唱诗。
But God doesn't limit it in a chapel.
但神他不被局限在这个会堂里。
God is with you every day.
神他日日夜夜与我们同在。
If you truly believe in Him,
若我们真的相信他。
If you truly even seek Him in your house, in your daily life,
若我们真的在日常生活里面去寻求他。
You will see His reward. You will receive His reward.
我们就会见到看见他的赏赐。
There was one time I asked a brother recently.
我最近也问了一个弟兄。
I asked him, you know, after almost one year of no coming to the chapel, how does it impact your faith?
我就问这个弟兄说，哎，已经一年这样多了，没有来教会。你的信仰、你的信心、你的信仰还好吗
？I expected him to say to me that you know my faith is growing weaker because cannot come to church so and so.
那其实我是有点再去想说他可能会跟我讲说啊我的信仰信心有点软弱啊怎么样怎么样
？But on the opposite, he tell me something different.
但相反他却告诉我另外的。
He said, "Preacher, you know what? For the past year, my faith has grown."
他跟我说啊，传道，其实我。在过去的一年，我的信仰有成长。
Ask him how.
我就问他为什么。
He said, "Well, because I have so much time."
他说啊，因为我就开始有很多的时间。
And then I don't really have to do a lot of holy work anymore.
啊，我也不需要做太多的圣工。
Because there's no holy work to do. There's no chapel I can go.
因为在已经没有办法去教会了，
so、
也没有太多圣工给我做。
I focus a lot of time in prayer every day at home, and also read Bible.
那所以我每一天呢，我就在家里就花了很多的时间在祷告啊，读圣经。
I even go online to listen to a lot of seminar recording.
那我也会上网去听很多的啊这些录音啊，然后这些道理。
I really have time to reflect myself.
我就有很多的时间去反省自己。
The more I listen, the more I pray, the more I see my weaknesses.
那今天我今天越发的越多的去祷告，越多的去反省。我就看见了自己的软弱。
I feel I'm so ashamed, I'm so unworthy before God.
好，我就觉得自己在神面前非常的羞愧，非常的不配。
I need to change. I see that I need to change.
所以我就看见自己需要改变。
And when I started to change, I feel that God is guiding my life even more.
那所以当我决定要去改变，我就感觉到神他在带领我的生活。
Even my work or my family, it started to make a difference.
那我就看见神在我的工作上，在我的家庭上都动工。
I really find out that God is rewarding me because I'm believing in Him.
我就真的去体验到说，因为我相信神，所以他赏赐我。
Wow, I was really touched when I hear this sharing.
当我听到这样子的分享，我就很感动。
Yes, our hearts should not be hardened.
我们的心不应该刚硬。
Secondly,
那第二点
，Beware that we do not fall short of it.
我们要小心啊，不要赶不上。
Let's turn to chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1.
我们再翻到希伯来书四章一节。
Hebrews 4, verse 1.
希伯来书四章一节，第一节，我们既蒙留下，有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
You tell us a lot of people receive a promise of entering the rest.
但这里告诉我们，有很多人他们蒙 蒙留下，有进入他安息的应许。
Millions of people received this promise.
数百万人都得到了这样子的应许。
But how many people can enter the rest?
但有多少人是可以进入的呢?
There's only Caleb and Joshua.
只有加勒和约书亚。
But what about the rest?
那其他人呢?
The Bible says they have all fallen short of it.
他们说他们都赶不上了。
This means they are lagging behind.
就是他们已经拖延了。
Let's look at verse 2.
我们再看第二节。 第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
Why they were lacking behind?
他们为什么赶不上呢？
Because they have no faith to mix with the teaching that they have listened.
因为他们没有信心去将所听见的道和道调和。
Yes, we have listened a lot of teachings.
我们听了许多的道理。
Yes. If you come to church Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday, and then RE class on Sunday.
我们今天周三、周五都来教会，我们也去宗教教育。
But if you don't have faith to mix with the message,
但若我们今天没有将信心与所听见的道调和，
you will not produce a bread.
我们就不会去生出果效。
Just like you buy a bag of flour.
就像你去买了这个面粉。
If you don't do anything with it,
若你什么都不做，
If you don't mix it with water,
若你没有将水与他们调和，
If you don't make a dough,
若你没有去做成一个面团，
If you don't put it in the baker in the oven,
若你没有放在烤箱，
It was sitting there forever, it's still a bag of flour.
那一包面粉就是在那里，
It will never change.
它永远不会改变。
You know, if you listen to a lot of teaching, but you don't have faith to mix with it.
那若我们今天听了许多的教训，但我们没有将之与信心调和。
If you don't have faith to mix it, then you have no behavior.
若我们今天没有信心，我们就不会有行为。
The first point we talk about faith already.
我们第一点已经讲了信心。
But what does it mean lacking behind?
但赶不上是什么意思？
This means you have no behavior coming out of it.
那就是因为你没有行为去付诸行动。
Why you don't have it?
为什么没有呢？
Because you don't mix the faith with the message together.
因为你没有将信心与所听见的道调和。
So you are lagging behind and behind and behind.
所以你就一直跟不上。
You know, sometimes I was in the airport before.
有一次我在机场。
Long time ago, of course. Before the pandemic.
很久以前，在疫情之前。
Sometimes I see people running to the gate.
我就看到有些人他们就跑啊跑啊要跑到这个登机门。
Why?
为什么呢？
Wow, sometimes I look at even old people run so fast.
有时候我看到老人家跑得很快。
Why?
为什么？
Because they know that the airplane will not wait for them.
因为他们知道这个飞机不会等他们。
Even though sometimes during the connection, the flight arrived late, I have to run so fast to the gate so that I can catch a flight.
有时候联运的这个班机又误点了，我就跑得很快，因为我怕赶不上下一班。
If you're not fast enough, if you're late, they will not wait for you. Maybe you end up waiting a few more hours for another flight or even next day.
因为你如果今天跑不快的话，他们飞机不，你不会等你的，你迟到他们不会等你的，你可能就要等好几个小时，或等到隔天才能搭上另外一班飞机。
So brother and sister, has our faith or our behavior been lagging behind?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的信心和行为有跟不上吗？
A lot of members actually they are lagging behind.
有很多的信徒即是如此。
They think that they are in the front, but actually they are in the behind.
他们觉得自己走在前头，但其实他们是在末尾。
Just like Jesus said, the first will be the last, and the last will become the first.
就像主耶稣说的，在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
I see some old-time member, they've been believing in decades or second generation, third generation.
那我就看到许多的信徒，他们已经信了几十年，或者是已经是第二代、第三代。
But they don't know the basic belief.
但他们却不知道我们基本教义。
They come to church late.
他们 聚会迟到，
and then when they listen to service, they dozing off, they falling asleep.
在聚会的时候打瞌睡。
They ask them to do holy work, they give you a lot of excuses.
请他来做圣工，他给你一大堆理由。
However, some newly baptized member.
那很多刚受洗的信徒。
Wow, they're very zealous.
非常的热心。
They read the Bible every day.
每天读经。
So even only after 1 year, they know more than a lot of old time members.
那可能就在一年的这个时间，他们就比这些老信徒知道懂得还多。
Of course, I'm not saying that every old members are like that.
但我不是说每一个老信徒都是如此。
But we old members, if we do not work hard, if we do not strive.
但我们这些老信徒，若我们今天没有努力，我们没有下功夫，
sooner or later we are lagging behind.
那我们终究会 终究会跟不上。
If you're falling behind, what will happen?
而我们今天没有跟上，会发生什么？
Let's read chapter 4, verse 11.
我们再来读第四章十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
第四章十一节。 所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Now you may say, let it a little bit behind, it doesn't hurt.
那你可能会说, 一点点跟不上不会怎么样。
As long as I can save, I don't mind I'm behind.
那你可能也会说, 我其实也不介意我有一点慢跟不上。
No, no, if you are always behind, you may end up not being saved because you fall. Of disobedience.
但我们要去警醒，若我们今天时常经常的都是跟不上，然后慢慢拍的，我们有一天就会跌倒。
Let me give you an example.
我们就给你一个例子。
If you do exam in the school, if the passing mark is 60.
而如果你今天在学校考试，然后通过的这个成绩是60分。
Some subject the teacher requires maybe higher, but let's say it's 60.
那可能有一些课程上那些老师他们要求比较高，那我们就说一个平均60分。
You may think that you know what? I don't really want to spend too much effort. I would rather get a 60 or 62 passing. Then I can spend a lot of time doing other thing, relax. I don't want to push it myself.
那你可能会觉得说，哎，我也不想花太多的时间再去读这门课，然后我就61、62低空飞过就可以了。
Yeah, 低空飞过, right? Flying so low, you know. I'll get a 65. I'll pass.
那你可能就觉得说，我就这样低空的飞过，然后拿个65分，差不多了。
But you end up, okay, you aim for 65. You know what? Sometimes you stumble one or two more questions, and you only get a 55.
那你可能这个六想要拿65分，但你可能一二题一到两道题就突然犯错，你就拿了55。
Or you don't have enough time to finish. You miss one question, you lose 10 marks.
或是你今天没有时间写完所有的考题，你是。 失了一题，然后没了10分。
You 55 you still fail.
你这55分你已经不及格了。
55 fail and 0 fail actually the same. It's a fail.
55分跟0分是一样的。
Because you have to retake the whole course.
因为你还是要重拿这门课。
However, spiritually you cannot retake the whole life.
但在属灵上，我们没有办法去重过自己的人生。
If one day after you die, you face the judgment seat.
因为当我们死后，我们就是要面对审判的宝座。
Don't forget, Jesus will look at our file, give you a mark at the end of your life.
我们不要去忘记了主耶稣，他会打开我们的资料夹，给我们评分。
What you have done in your whole life, he'll review it.
我们这一生做了什么，他都会一一与我们再去检查。
He'll look at how much effort you have put into changing yourself.
他要去看我们是否有努力的要改变自己。
If we don't strive,
若我们今天不努力，
maybe fall into disobedience.
我们就会学那不信从的人。
Maybe Jesus said, you fail, you fail your whole life. I've given you so much grace, but is this how you perform?
那可能主耶稣还会跟你说，我这一生我给你很多的机会，这个是你的表现吗？
Why you have so much disobedience in your life?
为什么在你的一生里面有这么多的不顺从？
So we should not aim low, we must aim high.
所以我们今天一定要去将自己的目标设高一点。
We must not lagging behind, become the last one, so marginal.
我们不要让自己一直跟不上，变成一个在末尾的。
Here said you must strive.
所以这里告诉我们一定要竭力。
The word literally, original word, strive, means diligent or fast, speediness.
那这样子的竭力，尽心竭力，原文就是说有速度、快速的，这个一个意思。
Next slide already. Page 10, speediness. You have got to be fast.
我们要快速。
You go to service. You got to be fast. You cannot be late.
我们今天去聚会，我们要快，不要迟到。
I think you know some days when the church is reopened, a lot of members will be late.
那我觉得想，可能这个教会重开，有很多信徒应该会迟到。
Some may not be even coming because they think they just stay at home.
那有些人可能还不会来，他们就觉得说待在家里就可以了。
A lot of people will be late.
有很多人会迟到。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they're so used to at home.
那已经太习惯就待在家里了。
But you have to come to church early. It's not easy.
那当你今天想要早一点的来到教会是很难的。
You have to get up fast.
你要赶快起来。
Eat your breakfast speedily.
你要快速的吃早餐。
And drive speedily.
然后快速的开车。
This is your attitude toward God.
这就是你对神的态度。
If you come to church always late.
若我们经常来教会都迟到。
Or even nowadays, if you're at your home, you do not even pray 30 minutes starting before the service.
那或是今天我们在家里聚会，我们会前半个小时都没有在祷告。
Or even late turning on the TV, turning on the YouTube channel.
那或者是我们连打开这个 线上这个 YouTube 的，我们都晚了。
Or sometimes you skip the afternoon or you skip the morning service.
那或者有时候我们还去跳过、去越过这个早上或者下午的聚会。
You say because you know nobody checking me, I'm okay.
你就觉得说好像啊，没有人在看你。
哎呀 ，you are not diligent, you be very careful.
所以，若我们今天没有去尽心竭力，我们要小心。
You're very lacking behind already.
我们真的已经跟不上了。
You have to change yourself.
我们需要改变自己。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 25 verse 18.
我们再来翻开《生命记》25章18节。
Deuteronomy 25 verse 18.
生命记25章18节。十八节，他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你颈后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。
Now there's another reason why we should not stay at the very end.
那这里有另外一个理由告诉我们，为什么不要待在最后面。
If you were always lagging behind, you became the lunch of the devil, of the lion who's roaring.
那因为如果我们一直都是落在最后边的话，我们就会成了这个恶者，或是狮子的这个禅宗班呐。
Remember watching the National Geographic, all the safari, all the lions, and how they get the prey.
我们就看有一些这个国家地理国家频道。
Let's say a group of buffalo where they were eating, they were resting.
有些国家地理频道就看一些水牛啊，或者他们就群聚在里啊喝水什么的。
When they stay in a group, large group, the lion can never touch them because they're so many the number.
当这一群水牛，他们就一群待在一起的时候，这个狮子他们是不会靠近的，因为这个水牛数量太多了。
Even the lion is individually stronger than any one of the buffalo.
就算狮子，它比任何一头水牛都还更强壮。
But if they stay together, the lion can do nothing.
但当他们聚在一起，狮子就没办法做什么。
But you know what? The lion never worry because there's always some weak one, old one, or lazy one. They are lagging behind.
但狮子它从来不会去担心，因为总是会有那一个软弱的、年迈的，或是、无力的。
Some are curious. They want to wander away from the crowd, from the herd, and then they go wandering themselves.
那有一些可能还会落单，因为他们自己很好奇，有好奇心。
And the lion just have to be patient and waiting for this to happen.
那所以狮子只需要小心去等待，耐心的去等待。
And the lion will follow them, waiting for a perfect chance to come and attack.
那狮子就会很耐心的去，然后去爬行去等。等这个去攻击他们的机会。
Because they were lagging behind already, even though they shout for help, but no one will come to their rescue.
就算他们已经呼救去呼喊，但是因为他们已经落单了，跟不上了。
And they become the lunch of the lion.
他们就成了狮子的禅宗班。
Spiritually, it's the same thing.
但是属灵上也是一样。
The people of Israelites, millions of them, when they were traveling in the wilderness, the enemy cannot disturb them.
那这以色列人，他们数百万人在一起要走在这个旷野上的时候，他们的敌人是没有办法去攻击他们。
However, there's some always feeling weary, being tired, and they're lagging behind from the group.
但总是有那些疲乏困倦，然后落在后边的人。
And the spiritual enemy of the chosen people, the Amalekite, they love that.
那这个以色列他们属灵的这个敌人就是亚玛力人就会攻击他们。
They wait that they're lagging behind and then they'll come from behind and attack them.
他们就等这些走在后边软弱的人，然后去攻击他们。
That's why they would be destroyed.
这才为什么他们都被击杀。
So we should not be lagging behind. This is a warning.
所以我们绝对不要去跟不上、赶不上，这是一个警告。
If you're lagging behind, you'll become the lunch of the devil.
如果我们今天没有跟上，我们就成了恶者的。禅宗班。
What does it mean you become lagging behind?
那我们今天赶不上是代表什么？
I don't like the joint fellowship. I don't know the joint brother and sister activities.
我不想要去参加团契，我不想要去参加弟兄姐妹的聚会。
I come to church and then I go home quick. I don't want to be associated with anyone.
那我今天来到教会，聚完会我想要赶快回家，我不想要跟其他人交流。
I don't like other people asking me any question.
我不想要人家问我任何的问题。
I don't let people know whether I'm weak or sick.
我不想让人家知道我今天是软弱还是生病。
I'm the loner, you know. I come in by myself, leave by myself.
我是一个孤独者我今天自己来，自己离开。
Some people want to be loner.
那有些人就想要自己一个人。
They think they are unique characteristic.
他们觉得自己的个性非常的独特。
But if you don't have brothers and sisters to support you, you don't walk the journey together. It's very hard.
但若你今天没有弟兄姐妹来支持你，来支撑你，或是一起走着天国的路，是很难的。
When you are tired and sick, or you need strength, you're lagging behind.
因为当你今天疲倦，当你今天生病，那你需要帮助的时候，你没有。
So don't lag behind. Join the group, join the fellowship. Let brother and sister know how you're doing.
所以我们不要自己走在后面，我们一定要去亲近去加入弟兄姐妹。
You know what dangerous about this pandemic is? A lot of brother and sister already very isolated.
那这一次疫情的一个很大的危险就是许多弟兄姐妹已经孤立了。
Of course, physically we have to isolate it to stop the spread of the virus.
那当然呢，在这个肉体上，我们的确是要去隔离啊，然后来去小心这个病毒。
However, spiritually, it doesn't mean we have to isolate it.
但在属灵上不代表我们也要去隔离啊。
Spiritually, we have to be connected.
在属灵上我们要去相连接。
Elder brother, sister, how you doing? Connect to each other.
要去问弟兄姐妹，你们怎么样，过得好不好
？If you are lagging behind,
如果我们今天没有跟上
，very easy, you'll be devoured by the devil.
我们今天很容易就被恶者吞噬。
Let's turn to second Peter.
我们再翻到彼得后书。
First Peter chapter 5.
我们翻到。彼得前书的第五章。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8。
彼得前书第五章第八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse
8。彼得前书五章八节，五章第八节，务要谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Wow, this is a very big warning.
这是一个很大的警告。
First Peter chapter 5 verse
8。彼得前书五章八节。
We have to be watchful.
我们要谨守警醒
，because our enemy the devil like a roaring lion。
因为我们的仇敌魔鬼就像吼叫的狮子。
Now he is a hungry lion. He is a very roaring lion.
这是一个吼叫饥饿的狮子。
Especially during this pandemic.
就像在这个疫情里面。
I read an article published by another denomination, not TJC.
我读了一个文章是其他教派他们所写的，不是我们真耶稣教会。
They have done the survey.
他们做了很多的，做了一些调查。
They asked all the Christians, what do you think about the online service?
他们就问这些基督徒，说你们觉得网络聚会怎么样
？And after the pandemic, are you planning to come back to the church for physical service?
那再问他们说，疫情之后你会回到教会，来这个。做实体聚会吗
？Because most of the denomination, everything is online right now, including you and me. We are worshiping through online service.
因为基本上所有的教派就包含我们都现在都是用线上聚会。
So after the survey, the result came back. The result is very alarming.
那这个调查的结果就回来了，结果也非常很有给我们的很多的警讯。
The results say 20% of all the Christians surveyed, they are not planning to return to physical service after the pandemic.
那在有这个调查的结果报告里面有20%的人，他们是疫情之后不会回来教会。
This means they may be so used to online, or they don't find going to church important anymore.
这代表就是说他们已经很习惯。网络的聚会，或者是他们已经不觉得说来教会很重要了。
Why do I waste time or spend money transportation go to the church？
他们觉得说，我为什么要浪费我的时间，或者是还花钱交通来教会呢
？Why don't I just stay home？
他们会觉得说，我为什么就待在家里就好
？Or maybe stay home. I have so many entertainment. I don't even bother.
那可能在家里我还有很多的娱乐，我都还不会无聊。
Yes, not only businesses are affected by this pandemic.
因为在这次疫情，不只是商业受到影响
，even faith, even a Christian denominations,
基督徒的信心信仰也受到了影响。
20% say they will not return to church.
20%说他们不会再回到教会。
I don't know in true church how many percentage are not returning back.
我不知道在我们真耶稣教会里面会有多少的百分比是不会再回来。
But the devil is waiting for that things to happen.
但是这个魔鬼就在等待的那一天。
If you are not watchful,
若我们不警醒
，If you are not careful,
若我们今天不小心
，They will go to devour you.
你就会被吞吃。
So all you make sure is you cannot make sure other people safe, but you cannot make sure you are not the one lagging behind.
那所以今天你可能没有办法去看着其他人，但是你可以看着自己不要跟不上。
You can watch your family do not lag behind.
你可以去看守。 自己的家庭、自己的家人不要跟不上。
Because when you lag behind, it's very easy to be devoured by the devil.
因为当你今天落单了，你今天没有跟上了，你就会被魔鬼所吞吃。
When you're lagging behind, it's very difficult for you to join back the whole group. When you're lagging behind, it's very difficult for you to rejoin.
如果我们今天已经赶不上了，那我们要再重新去加入这个团体是很难的。
Before it's too late.
所以在太晚之前。
I remember there is a testimony.
那我记得有一个见证。
There was a sister who loved the Lord, who always go to church and always do holy work.
啊，有一个姐妹，她很爱主，而也做很多的圣工。
Her children are also in the church.
啊，她的孩子也在教会。
Her husband also baptized.
啊，她的丈夫也受洗。
But her husband doesn't really go to church that much.
但她的丈夫却不经常来教会。
It was not like that in the beginning.
在最开始的时候也不是如此。
They all whole family come together.
啊，他们都是一家人一起来。
Over time, things change. That the husband, the faith grow weaker and weaker.
但是就这样子日子这样子过这个丈夫他丈这个姐妹的丈夫他信仰就越来越弱。
And he went to the church less and less.
他就越来越少来教会。
And one day the sister had a dream.
那有一天这个姐妹就做了一个梦。
Whole family they're running the stairway to go to heaven.
啊，他就梦到说他们一家人在奔跑这个通往天国的阶梯。
The whole family are moving up together.
他们一整个家庭就一起往上爬。
Higher they climb, the brighter it is.
他们越往上就越明亮。
And they can see even by the end of the stairway is the gate of heaven.
他们就看到在这个阶梯的尽头就是天国的大门。
Wow, it's not easy to run upward.
但是一直往上爬不容易啊。
Just like when you climb the stair, you feel the breath is increasing.
就像你去爬楼梯就越来越难。
However, they are moving up together.
但他们就还是一起往上。
But after a while, the husband, the father, you know, started to become tired and standing there.
但是在这个路途中，他们就发现这个他们的父亲啊，已经就开始累了。
But they are still running up.
但他们这一家人还是一直往上走。
They're crying, father, father, oh, husband, husband, come, quick, don't lag behind.
他们就一直喊说，哎，爸爸，爸爸，哎，这个先生啊，你要往上啊。
But the father didn't move.
但这个父亲他就没有在走。
He just stay where he was.
他就停在路中。
And then when the stay he way was become darker and darker.
他所待的那个地方就越来越黑暗。
Separated between them.
就与他们分离分割了。
And the sister woke up from the dream.
这个姐妹就醒来。
Sweating whole body.
满身大汗。
You know that what does this dream mean?
他知道这个梦的意思是什么。
My husband is lagging behind with the whole family.
我的丈夫已经跟不上我们家庭的脚步。
If he's not changing, if he's going to be like this, he will not be safe.
如果他今天还是一直是这样子，没有去改变，他就不会得到拯救。
He tell the whole family praying for him.
他就跟全家人说来为他们的爸爸他的丈夫来祷告。
Even tell the husband about the dream.
她也跟她的丈夫讲了她的梦。
It's a big warning for him.
对她来说是一个很大的警告。
Yes, sometimes if God can show us where we are, we may be very, very, like alarmed, very disturbed.
若神他让我们看见我们现在所待的这个位置，我们肯定也会得到非常大的警告。
Sometimes we're thinking we're doing okay in our faith, but actually we are not.
因为有时候我们会觉得自己好像信仰都还可以。
We are already lagging behind.
但事实上，我们可能已经跟不上了，已经没跟上了。
But God doesn't want us to be lagging behind.
但神他不要我们如此。
Let's turn to Hebrews 10 verse 37.
我们翻到希伯来书十章三十七节。
Hebrews 10:37.
希伯来书十章三十七节，三十七节，因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
38.
三十八节，只是义人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
39. 39节，
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Wow, here tell us our faith should not be like those who are shrinking back.
所以，我们这里告诉我们的信心不是说要像那些退后入沉沦的那些人。
I remember when I was visiting the Niagara Fall.
我还记得我去看这个尼加拉瓜大瀑布。
Leading to the fall, there was a river. The current was very fast.
在这个瀑布之前呢，这个河水的速度非常的快。
If somebody jumped to the river, it'll certainly be washing away.
那又如果有人跳进这个河里，他很快就会被冲刷。
If we wash away and go to that big fall, most likely the person will die.
那若这个人他被这个水流这样子冲，他很快的他也到这个瀑布，他可能会死亡。
Unless he or she is rescued.
除非他得到拯救。
Or unless somebody go to rescue the person with a very strong force, a motorboat.
除非有人去用这些很强壮的这工具去船去救他。
Or use a motorboat.
这些马达有马达的船呐。
Because it can go faster than the current.
因为这个有马达的这个船，它可以比这个水流弄得还快。
Our faith, if you don't improve, if you don't strive, you will always drink back.
那所以我们的信心就像如此，如果我们今天没有努力，我们就会退后。
Your prayer, if you don't improve, you always drink back.
如果我们今天我们的祷告没有进步，我们只会往后退。
Your Bible reading, you are not moving forward, you are drinking back.
如果我们今天读经没有向前走，我们就会往后退。
So the Bible said, "There's no time for us to be shrinking back."
那所以圣经告诉我们，我们没有去退后入沉沦的时间了。
Because verse 37 said, "There's only a little bit of time before the coming of Jesus."
因为37节已经告诉我们，还只还有一点点的时候，主耶稣就要来了。
You know the Olympic is coming in a few months' time, hopefully, right?
那在几个月之后，可能这个奥运可能就会有。
We see those people running.
我们就看那些人在跑步。
For the last 100 meters or last 50 meters, they have to run so fast.
要在最后的百米啊，最后的几公里，在最后的冲刺。
Let's say those people who are running the marathon.
或是那些在跑马拉松的人。
They have to speed up when they are approaching the destined finishing line.
他们在最后即将到达终点的时候，他们就要加速。
Because there's so many people are there.
因为很多人在前面。
If you relax, if you slow down, other people will pass you.
因为如果你今天慢下来了。 其他人就会超越你。
So brother and sister, our faith is just like a marathon.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的信仰就像这个马拉松。
Because Jesus is coming very soon.
因为主耶稣很快就在。
He will not delay.
他不会迟延。
You don't have to wait until you are 99 years old to face this situation.
我们不需要等到自己99岁才去面对这样子的情况。
You don't even know whether you have 99 years old.
我们自己都不知道自己会不会变99岁。
Because now Jesus is coming very soon.
主耶稣很快就再来。
So that's why in verse 38.
这才是为什么38节告诉我们
The righteous shall live by faith.
只是义人必因信得生。
You and I, we are the righteous.
你和我，我们是义人。
By faith, we are righteous.
因信，我称义。
However, doesn't guarantee 100%.
但是这个却并不是100%。
If you shrink back, the God will not like you.
因为若我们退后，神他就不会喜欢我们。
Yes, you were trying very hard at the beginning, but if you relax, you strive back. God will not like you.
是我们在最开始的时候，我们可能会很努力，但是当我们今天有一点退后了，神他就不喜欢我们。
Now, you started to shrink back, you started to get lazy, you become lazier, lazier, lazier.
那我如果今天已经开始的去懒散，开始的去退后，我们就会越来越懒。
At the end, verse 39, where you end up, do you know?
那39节告诉我们会在哪里呢？
You will shrink back to destruction.
我们就会退后。 入沉沦.
Don't think that I can still go to heaven, you know, by margin.
你不要觉得说自己好像还有一些期待、一些想象，自己去进天国.
Oh, just by margin, 好像 just by luck. I got 50% or 60%.
哦，不要觉得自己好像有一些侥幸的心理，自己还可以进天国.
If you keep sliding back, you have no chance.
若我们一直退后，我们就不再有机会.
But we are not like that.
但我们却不是那的人。
Verse 39, we are not like that.
三十九节说我们不是那的人。
We should be the one have faith so that our soul can be saved.
我们是那有信心以致灵魂可得救的人。
So brother and sister, have you heed the warning today?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天是否有听了这些警告？
You know your heart is hardening already.
我们是否有去感觉到自己的心里开始刚硬？
Because of so much sin.
因为有很多的罪。
So many sinful things we have listened, we have sinned.
我们听了很多罪恶的事情，有很多的罪。
Our heart already hardened.
我们的心里刚硬。
Secondly, have you heeded warning?
第二，我们是否有去谨守这个警告？
Are you shrinking back?
我们是否在退后？
You have to check yourself.
我们要去检查自己。
Let's sing him.
一起唱诗。
364.
364首。